for alternative. Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Hey there, this is Raha Javanfar of Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. I might be the bad luck woman, but I'm feeling lucky to be here to tell you you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping blues alive and kicking.
From the Toronto area, Raha leads the Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. She's the lead vocalist and bass player for the band. We've got two tunes, It Ain't Gonna Happen Again and Stormy Heart. Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes from the release Cruel Thing.
Don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. One day after another, you were loving me every hour. And then one look, and I'm off the hook. Look out, it happened, don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. Well, you're making me a fool when you're acting all cool. And I feel so right when you're holding me tight. I'll never let it happen, it ain't gonna happen again.
Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes from the release Cruel Thing. Let's highlight an album that came out in 2019. Emily Burgess and the Emberys, they won New Group of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards that year. They're from Peterborough. We're going to listen to Excuses and Devil of Me. Emily Burgess and the Emberys from Never Ending Fling.
Thank you.
Emily Burgess and the Emberys from Never Ending Fling. Up next, Lyle Olczyk and the Northern Steam. He's a self-taught harmonica player that loves to play Chicago-style blues. We're going to spin Cut Me Loose and Bad For You. Lyle Olczyk and the Northern Steam. The release, Through the Rain.
I'm bad for you. groovy and shaky. Groovy all around. Wanna get you out on the floor. Hips start shaking. I want some more.
And the Northern Steam from Through the Rain. Let's swing out to the East Coast. Bowater, named after the infamous North Atlantic fog, led by guitarist and vocalist Jonathan Reed. We're going to play The Real McCoy and Nodding Off. Bowater from the album Who Works for Who.
Got 25 to loft down in Alcatraz. Run that bootleg gold. All night till we reach from Rome.
water from Who Works for Who. We've got a great new release. Steve Strongman is back with a great new album. He's formed the group Strongman Blues Remedy. The release is called The Strongman Blues Remedy, Volume 1. We've got I Like to Ride featuring the vocals of Harrison Kennedy.
Some people walk, some get high just to get by. I like to ride, oh yeah. Every day, every night, with my rider by my side. Hey, I ain't playing, it's worth saying. Ain't no game, there's no shame.
There's a brand new album out right now. It is the Strongman Blues Remedy, Volume 1, and it is a fantastic album. And here to tell us all about it is Steve Strongman. Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Steve, you've got a stellar lineup on this album. It just knocks me out. Tell me how that all came about.
Well, I sat down with the good people at Stony Plain Records. This was very early in the pandemic, and they were interested in my back catalog from a publishing perspective. And attached to that, they said, what are you working on coming up? And I said, well, you know, I've got a few different ideas. So we were able to hammer out a recording contract, and that became the Strongman Blues Remedy. And right away, the first people that I thought of immediately, obviously, a guy like Harrison Kennedy is a no-brainer. I've said many times he's one of the best singers I've ever heard. And he's a close personal friend. So everybody on this record that I called, Crystal Shawanda, is the same kind of thing. Like, she'd be great to have. Don Tyler Watson, my good buddy Steve Mariner. And then my band, my core band that I've been lucky enough to work with for over 20 years, Dave King playing drums, and Colin Lapsley and Jesse O'Brien, Alec Fraser. Every single person that I called and said, I'm thinking about doing something, the immediate response was yes. And it's just, it really came together. It was a difficult thing to do in the time, given the challenges that we were all facing, but it was pretty amazing.
So I assume a lot of it was done remotely, correct?
A lot of it was done remotely. We did a lot of writing on Zoom sessions, just because we had to. We couldn't get in a room together. You know, we did some as things loosened up a little bit later on. Steve Mariner came to my place in my recording studio, and we finished up touches on Swan Song, which is the track that he did an amazing job on. We co-wrote that one together, but for the most part, everything. We started getting the ball rolling virtually because we had to do it like that. So it really presented a lot of challenges, and the whole writing process was different, and the recording process was different than what I would normally have approached it with.
And how do you approach the songs with, for instance, the song with Harrison? Do you write for their voices, or do you write your tune and then they just meld into it?
It kind of goes both ways, but with Harrison's two songs in particular, the songs are I Like to Ride and I Don't Miss You. I had already recorded I Don't Miss You in its entirety. I had completely written it and recorded it with my voice. And in one of the we were doing the drum sessions with Dave King, and he said, you know, Harrison would really kill this, wouldn't he? And I started thinking about it a little bit more, and I was like, wow. So I brought the song to Harrison. So he was in his backyard one day, and I said, hey, I got something I want to play you. And I played the song. And the first thing that happens for me is the person delivering the vocal has to be invested. They have to say, I can see myself singing this. I'm into it. And Harry loved the song immediately. So that's how that one came about. And then once I heard him sing that song, and we did an independent recording session in the studio with just Harrison singing, that song immediately became his own. Like, he immediately just, the song in my head from what I had written and how it was presented morphed into something different once Harrison started singing it. It was like his own song.
And there's a great video of I Like to Ride.
There is a very cool video of I Like to Ride, which was a bit of a different process that happened. And that was Harry coming over to my place, and I had an acoustic guitar. We sat in my kitchen, and we weren't really setting out to do one thing or another. It wasn't like, here's what we're going to do. So I started playing something, and Harrison started singing. And at the end of whatever he was singing, I remember going, wow, I know a lot of blues songs, but I don't know that one, Harrison. What was that song? And he said, well, that's because we just wrote it. and that became I Like to Ride. We from that initial voice memo on my iPhone, I made a few little changes and a few chorus suggestions and things like that. And that was a true co-write.
Why the title Blues Remedy?
You know, I think during the pandemic, I was thinking about different things that are going on in the world, and what remedy popped into my brain of, you know, we need a remedy for all this stuff that's happening. And, you know, a lot of people, as you and I have talked about in the past, they hear blues and they get an idea of what blues is, and, oh, it's, you know, melancholy music. But really, for me, it's not. It's always a very joyous, wonderful thing that you can, whatever your emotions are, blues music is there for you. And that's sort of where the idea of the remedy came from.
And this is one of your first ever productions that you've actually produced the album yourself. Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy it. It was a huge, huge learning curve for me. I think, Ken, one of the first things I did was, as I became the producer of this project, I immediately called up producers that I've worked with in the past and said, I'm sorry, because it's a very different process approaching a recording as a producer than it is coming at it from the other side of the glass, you know, as an artist, right? It was very much for me as an artist. And I didn't realize this until you get into a producing chair and go, okay, you know, there's so many things that are involved that a producer is doing behind the scenes, from, you know, just logistical things like archiving sessions and making sure that you have what you want. And then from the artistic point of view of, can I get a better vocal out of this artist, or am I pushing too hard, or, you know, this guitar part's cool, should it be a keyboard? All those artistic decisions that have to happen. And really everything stops with the producer at the end of the day. That's what it is. And I've been fortunate in the past to work with amazing producers like Dave King and Rob Szabo, and understanding things a little bit differently, how they were able to get the best out of me from a production side of view was really, really important for me approaching this project. And, you know, quite honestly, I leaned on both of them very, very heavily for this.
So is this the wave of the future? Or are you going to do a lot more producing?
Well, I'm very happy that I've been able to work with a few different artists. I was working last year with Sass Jordan doing some writing, and we were talking about different things that, you know, we're just in the very early stages of working together. But Stony Plain has also put me in touch with Hirojo Trio. I wrote and co-wrote, sorry, and produced two tracks with working with those guys, which was just an amazing experience. You know, that all came together through Stony Plain. So I think I see myself as an artist first and foremost. That's always what I am, and that's what I do. That's a cornerstone of what I do. But it was interesting to see Jeff Kulwick at Linus and Stony Plain look at me from a different perspective and look at the other areas of my career that he would like to see me explore a little bit more. So definitely producing is one of those areas moving forward. A lot of people are asking, is there going to be a volume two? So we'll see about that. This is volume one, and we're just focused on the success of that right now.
Well, let's hope there's a volume two, because volume one is fantastic. Again, the album is The Strongman Blues Remedy, volume one. And Steve, where can folks get a hold of the album?
They can go to stevestrongman.com, or they can also go to thestrongmanbluesremedy.com or Stony Plain. They can go any one of those places. They can get it there.
And what's up for the summer for you?
I'm very excited. We start rehearsals next week for Tremblant. The festival season is upon us. I've got a few other shows that I'm doing here in Ontario, but then I go into Quebec for Tremblant. And there's some traveling happening in August as well. But I'm just coming out of this, it's been great that things are loosening up and we're hitting the ground running. So it's a very exciting time, and there's lots of announcements coming up in the fall as well.
Well, Steve, it's a great album, and I have a prediction about that album, what it's going to do. So I'll keep that to myself, but I think you're in for some very pleasant surprises with this album.
I thank you so much. I really hope so. It's, you never know when you put an album out there, and you hope people like it, but the response has been absolutely incredible, and I'm really proud of the record, and thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Steve, and have a good summer, and hope to catch you live soon.
I hope so. Thank you. We'll be right back.
always a pleasure to talk to Steve Strongman. Again, the album, The Strongman Blues Remedy, Volume 1. We played I Like to Ride, which featured Harrison Kennedy. He's got a new album out as well. We're going to hear All I Need and Easiest Thing I Do. Harrison Kennedy from the new release, Thanks for Tomorrow.
I got the wine, I got the time, I got the love, I'm feeling fine. I got the tickets, I'm ready to ride, side by side, all I need, all I need is you, baby, little else, all I need is you.
Oh, come on, baby, let the good times roll, life is short.
Sweet and cool, loving her is the easiest thing I do. I don't need a cell or a computer screen. She takes me back to the way things used to be. I got a woman, she's old school, loving her. Thing I do. She's my kind of woman, sweet and cool. Loving her, the easiest thing I do.
And Kennedy, thanks for tomorrow, which means tomorrow is coming. It's time for us to get out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Ken Wallace. You've been listening to Blue Source Canada. We'll leave you with some Tony D from Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blue Source International is coming up next.